At Minky Couture, comfort isn't just for winter. It's for every season. Whether you're curling up on the couch or winding down on a crisp evening, our ultra-soft blankets bring luxury for every season. Lightweight, breathable, irresistibly cozy. Wrap yourself in cool comfort that moves with you through every moment. Minky Couture, because true comfort never goes out of season. Shop now at minkycouture.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you here at Hidden Killers and True Crime Today. Today, we're talking with Mark Pucci, retired NYPD detective and founder and CEO of the National Institute for Law and Justice. Mark, thank you for joining us. This is a question that I want to start out with when we're talking about the daybells that I think a lot of us have had. And I'm just curious to get insight from someone who has lots of law enforcement experience. Why did it take so long to arrest Chad and Lori Daybell? I'm just going to let it out there and let you give us your insight.
If I'm being honest, unfortunately, I don't have direct access to, it seems that there were certain behaviors or facts that may have, pushed, reasonable suspicion moving toward more of a probable cause. But again, without Monday morning quarterbacking, we don't know, the department, there may have been a lot of balls in the air that, there may have been things going on where they were trying to see, maybe they were pushing certain triggers and trying to see what the reactions would be, which might lead them, to the next step or to reach, trying to have, let's say Lori react in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in an investigation, you'll put information out and then you're set up for surveillance and you want to see how your subject reacts, where they go, who they call, and things of that nature. So you're deliberately, putting the carrot out there, in order to elicit, a reaction, whether it's a phone call, like a face-to-face visit, something of that nature.
One thing that really shocked me was the amount of time that authorities just took Lori's word for where her children were. While you had grandparents, other family members calling and reporting day after day that we don't know where these kids are. We don't believe the story of where she says the kids are. And I mean, was that an error on the part of the individual officer who was called out to do the welfare check, that they just literally took the pretty blonde lady's word for where her kids were? I mean, because it kind of seems like that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm curious because and people are human; they make mistakes. But it just really seemed ludicrous that you could have welfare checks on your children for like 4 or 5 months, never ever actually see the children, and you're just taking the word of the woman that everyone is saying has a mental illness or has mental problems as fact. Why was that not? Why does it take that long to? Or is there a statute on the amount of time that one doesn't have to produce their children as proof that they're around? Or was this just an error that took place on the part of the authorities and the welfare check system?
Again, difficult to say, but I agree 100% with you that it's 100% a head scratcher, from a law enforcement standpoint. In looking at, a text message where, burying a raccoon or doing these things, in inspecting these properties and seeing, where you literally have, freshly disturbed dirt areas and everything else. Part of the welfare check should be, traversing the property as well. So that would definitely be something, of note at a minimum.
Yeah.
And then them traveling freely and returning to, I believe it was Hawaii. I don't understand how they were free to go anywhere.
It just baffles me. And it's not even just, let's go traverse the property to see if they dug a grave. That almost seems extreme. It's just, okay, we need proof that this is where your children are. The woman that she tried to have an alibi with didn't do it. But they just kept saying, oh, yep, well, she says she's in Arizona or wherever it was with the kids, and that must be fact. Is that something where it's kind of more so the minutiae of the different jurisdictions where one, if you're not in that jurisdiction, you can't go and do a welfare check, or the welfare check would have to be done by the authorities in wherever the kids are to prove this?
Yes.
But it's back and forth, and where the two... The bureaucracy just doesn't mesh up to be efficient.
Yeah, I think it's a confluence of all that together. So in the jurisdiction, and they're saying that they were in Chandler, Arizona, that would be a direct contact, and then Chandler PD, at the request of the other police department, would do a welfare check, and they would need to visually confirm the presence of the child.
But that never happened.
They just, probably made a phone call. So there's probably multiple disconnects and multiple failures in what would be, protocol, and NYPD, we call it the patrol guide.
Yeah. Right?
So in every situation, they've tried to, as a situation occurred, then they write a new guide, for that. But right down to the police officer responds to the 911 call, he notifies the sergeant. Then the next entry says the sergeant will do this and then notify the lieutenant. Mm-hmm. And then it says what the lieutenant does, the captain does, the borough commander, up to the police commissioner. It's a guide. It lets you know what the procedure would be, what paperwork has to be filled out, and what notifications need to be made.
And does it then also create a lot of opportunities for just human error to occur and the ball to be dropped. I mean, no, I don't think the authorities in any way, shape or form were, you know, trying to aid Lori Daybell in, you know, hiding the murder of her children. But it just, the way the system works, is it flawed where these sort of things can fall through the cracks easily, not by anyone's true intention, but just by the way the system works?
Exactly. So, you know, and then, you know, manpower, staffing, you know, ongoing training and things of that nature. Absolutely. You know, and then when you're dealing from one jurisdiction to another, you know, like you're making a notification and you're depending on them to, you know, to the letter of their procedural manual to carry it out, and then report back to you. You know, so it's, I think it's definitely, you know, it's a, you know, almost like a carnival of errors, that, you know, that could possibly have, you know, converged into one situation, you know, almost snowballing. You know, and then when you see what the result is, where they go back and they find both kids, you know, in Daybell's backyard, you know, and then the brother who had shot, you know, her original husband, he then dies. Daybell, you know, Daybell's wife mysteriously dies. You know, any photo that I've seen of her, she looks pretty healthy.
So, I mean, a carnival is a great way to put it, because there was just so many things. And really, you know, it's almost like if you're just walking down the street or walking down downtown, there's a clown over there that's making balloons. You don't think much more of it until, like, if you get like a bird's eye view, like, oh God, there's like seven clowns. There's one there. There's one over there. And then there's a Ferris wheel behind that building, but you don't see it until you have the big overhead picture that, oh, there's a whole carnival going on here. It's just really kind of spread out. Then you see that picture, it's like, oh, holy shit, there is something going on here. And unfortunately, it's hindsight's 2020. It's easy to Monday morning quarterback it. Chad filing the motion to have separate trials. What are your thoughts on that? Why do you think he's doing that? Is that a good idea? Who does that benefit?
I would think that would have some basis in, you know, that it seems to be the consensus that she, you know, has a mental, you know, issue. You know, she was temporarily found unfit to stand, and now they've updated that or reversed that. So I think that's he's trying to create a permanent, you know, and I believe in the interviews with his family, they're saying that she was the driving force and everything. So I think he's just trying to create, you know, like a permanent separation in that, you know, he was being influenced by her and he should be, you know, tried, you know, on specifically what they're able to attach to him and not, you know, as a, you know, as a team or, you know, as a crime duo.
That's interesting, because in many ways, when you look at this, it almost like it seems he's the cult leader and she's the follower by his writings and all of that, which would almost, I feel, put more weight on him for leading her down a path like this. With someone like this, I mean, it seems from what I've learned, from what I've read, from what I've heard, Lori still is very much in this delusion that her and Chad need to be together. They need to be communicating. And if I were to guess, probably still she has this belief system that Rexburg, Idaho will be the second coming or something of that nature. I don't know about Chad. He hasn't spoken. He hasn't said anything. But when someone is a leader of a, I mean, albeit a small cult, that he was kind of getting going there. Do people like that believe their own shit, believe the stuff that they're telling their followers, their wife, or are they kind of subconsciously aware of all these things and they're just kind of saying what they need to fulfill this fantasy or this this goal of whatever it may be? For Chad, I think it might have just been having a blonde woman that was in his life. I don't know that it actually goes much deeper, and that she was insanely gullible.
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely, you know, like a sociopathic, you know, and narcissistic, you know, part to any of these guys, the Jim Jones of the world and everyone else. Yeah. A lot of them, you know, coincidentally, it always involves the, you know, subjugation of women, mm-hmm. You know, almost, you know, as sex slaves or, you know, in service of, you know, so, you know, I would assume a pretty high probability that that's what, you know, what he has going on, you know, so he's, you know, like a hyper, you know, conscious person of this, you know, and a master manipulator, mm-hmm. you know, and then whenever you get, you know, like she's the equivalent of, you know, like an 80s rock groupie.
Yes, very much, you know, so.
You know, so she's, you know, hook, line, and sinker, and you know, this became her life. Her daughter was a zombie, you know, and but really, truly, really, truly believes it.
Yeah.
You know, which you know, again, you go back and say, like, maybe statistically, that's part of the manipulation.
Yeah. You know? I love that 80s rock groupie. That's, I think, one of the best ways to describe Lori Daybell I've ever heard.
She even has the hair.
She does, completely. Mark Fucci, retired NYPD detective and founder and CEO of the National Institute for Law and Justice. Thank you for your insight today. Always a pleasure having you on the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the stories that we are following for you right here with True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. I'm Tony Bruschi. Until next time, for all of us, thanks for listening.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.